Shabbat shalom. In a shtetl in Russia about 200 years ago, the Jews were afraid of the Tsar. One day, the Tsar's emissary arrived and challenged the Jews. "I hear your God is invisible and all-powerful. If God is all-powerful, God should be able to see God's self. But if God is invisible, how can God see God? I'll give you a week to think about this. If you can come up with a good answer, the Tsar will keep your synagogue open. And if you can't answer this, he will close your synagogue down." The Jews were terrified. Of course they needed their synagogue. And to make matters worse, the very next week was Yom Kippur. After much hand-wringing, the Jews came up with an answer. They would tell the Tsar that if God wants to see God's self, God only needs to look at any person to find God's face. After all, every human being is created in the image of God. We read in Genesis that we were all formed in God's image. But what does this mean? It's like the Tsar's riddle, asking how we could possibly be created in the image of God when God is invisible. After all, we are physical beings, and the physicality of God is impossible to perceive. And perhaps God isn't even a physical being at all. We don't know, and we cannot say. So maybe we're asking the wrong question. Instead of asking, how do we see God, we should ask, how do we experience God? A colleague of mine casually polled about 50 people and asked them to speak about a time in their lives when they had experienced what they would call a spiritual moment. Here are the most common answers that he received: when connecting with someone who they loved deeply, when observing the birth of a new child, when surrounded by the beauty of nature, during times of sickness and duress, and after the death of a loved one. Most of us, perhaps all of us, have had experiences that we might describe as spiritual. We may think of these moments as times when we encounter God's presence, or when we feel the presence of something greater than ourselves, or when we feel aligned with something out there in the universe. But perhaps these descriptions are really semantics. Many people may feel uneasy talking about God. This stems from a theological problem. We cannot comprehend God. Often as children, we imagine God as an old man in the sky. We distort and reduce our understanding of God into a concrete image. Many of us do not relate to this anthropomorphized depiction of God. And for some of us, the problem of believing in God is wrapped up in the existential problem of evil existing in the world. It is often asked, how can God be omnipotent, omniscient, and beneficent when evil still exists? Like the Tsar's riddle, these unanswerable questions lead some to reject God altogether. But might we agree that we have had experiences in which we feel a sense of something greater than ourselves, something transcendent, timeless, essential? Maybe it was standing in front of an ocean or dancing with a crowd of thousands of strangers at a rock concert. And maybe when we are together here, as we will be once again, in less than a couple of weeks, praying and singing with a congregation full of people over the High Holy Days. Maybe we will be blessed with the feeling of God's presence. When the Israelites are building the tabernacle in the desert, God commands them, "They shall build me a sanctuary, and I shall dwell among them." When we join together in prayer, we welcome in the presence of God. In other words, when we pray together, we are drawing upon the essence of God within each of us. The Hebrew word for prayer, tefillah, comes from a root that means to cut oneself open. When we pray with our full hearts, we open ourselves right to our essence. We pray about the main concerns of life, health, family, community, physical sustenance, emotional well-being, life itself. And from this vulnerable stance, we invite in the possibility of spiritual connection. Yet whether we are praying, enjoying time with a loved one, welcoming guests into our home, or going for a lovely hike, we cannot connect spiritually if we are not fully present to the moment. The rabbis spoke of this as having kavana, intentionality, and pointing our hearts to the moment at hand. Martin Buber, one of the most influential theologians of the 20th century, argued that when we align ourselves with spirituality, we learn that the possibility of spiritual experience is always here. It is available to us every minute. God is present in the everyday world. It's hard to speak precisely about this experience, this feeling of a holy presence, as language is inadequate and we can't even name God, so how can we understand God? This age-old quandary has been going on since the beginning of time and is spoken about in our Torah. And in looking back to our ancestors' struggle with this, we find an answer. In Exodus, when Moses asks God for God's name, God tells him, Ehye Asher Ehye, which translates to something like, I will be what I will be, or I am what I am. In this name is a spiritual truth. God is present. So I leave you with this question. Can we be present to God's presence in the world? Shabbat Shalom.